We're chatting Symphony Orchestra saying goodbye to its maestro. I'll get to him in just a moment here. And if you're on social media at all, a lot of people shared their favorite George Went moments as he passed away at the age of 76 yesterday. Played Norm on Cheers.
Afternoon, everybody.
Oh, Norman.
But what would you say to a nice beer, Normie?
Going down.
Hundreds of them. NHL last night, Panthers took game 1-5-2 against the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference, and Canada's hopes for a Stanley Cup rest on the Oilers tonight. The Western Conference quest begins against the Dallas Stars, 6-hour time, and the Stars, they want revenge on Edmonton, right? After the Oilers eliminated them in six last year. I still think the Oil will do it again this year in six. These soggy conditions going to start to dry up tomorrow. That's good news. And the weekend ahead looks sunny and warm, which is great for the Cathedral Village Arts Festival that's on. And it drew almost 50,000 last year. It's bigger and better this year, they said. And the real party of the bands, the food, and the shopping starts to kick in tomorrow night, rolling through Saturday. And still nothing when it comes to that Canada Post strike. They originally said probably strike Friday. Right now, they seem to be working on a deal. They hope to stop it, but they're hung up on weekend hours. Disagreements on part-time or full-time on the weekends. Kevin Martell will keep us up to date throughout the morning on that one. Okay, parting ways, if you will, with the Regina Symphony Orchestra. My next guest, the maestro, Gordon Gerard. After 10 years, goodbye? Why? What could possibly have gone wrong? If anything at all. Gordon is here now with some answers. Thank you, buddy, for being here. And what's going on? How'd you come to this decision?
Well, you know, 10 years is not a short amount of time, first of all. I think there's always a shelf life for a music director. And I think new ideas, new perspectives, it's good for the musicians, it's good for the audience. So 10 years felt like a good time.
It has been a good time with you over the last 10 years. You take a lot of my pot shots when you're on my show, and I've always appreciated that.
Well, I hope for your sake that the next person can do the same.
Well, I hope they have as good of a sense of humor as you have had with me here over the years. Well, let's reflect on these 10 years. Like, take me back to that first year, how you felt, what you were thinking. Do you remember that?
Yeah, actually, I've been thinking a lot about 10 years. I mean, the time flies and things are a little bit of a blur. We've come a long way since then. You know, the first time that I came here, we had some challenges. You know, we were having a hard time getting even a place to rehearse. You know, there was a lot of changeover. The orchestra is, I think now, sounding better than it ever has, which is amazing. That's my primary job. We have an amazing group of musicians. I mean, not only are they great players, but they're all really committed to what's happening here in Regina and how they can help make this place a little bit nicer.
Gordon, you had to get us through COVID, and the loss of audience was pretty immense, and you might have been signing off a little sooner than 10 years at one point, weren't you?
Yes, there were definitely some tough times in there. Of course, nobody in any field knew that a pandemic was on our dance card. We're still feeling the effect. Audience behavior has changed, I think, not only because of the shutdowns, but I think it sort of kicked something off. So we're still rebuilding. But you know what? We have to react. So I'm really proud of the way that we showed our resilience and the way that we became much more flexible than we ever have been. Usually we're planning, you know, years out, but this sort of forced us to be more reactive.
Gordon Gerard's my guest. The maestro is leaving town, but not immediately, right? When is your last day going to be?
Almost 1 year from now.
And you're going out with a bang. Talk about some of the new season here with us.
Yeah, so I mean, I put this season together. There were a few things in mind. There's a few pieces on there that are kind of on my bucket list that I really wanted to do with the orchestra before I hand things over. And then also some of the guest artists are just people that have been here over my last decade. And Karen Donnelly, who's the principal trumpet of the National Arts Center Orchestra from Regina. She's coming to open the season. We're going to close the season with a Mahler Symphony, which is in the category of what every musician wants to play. And then the Pops, of course, too. We've got ABBA. I feel like we could do an ABBA tribute every year and people would still go.
Yeah.
They love it. We're really leaning into the movies. So we've got Home Alone and Lion King this year. Lots to look forward to.
Well, it's going to be quite the season. I know you've given your heart and soul for the last 10 years to the RSO. Incidentally, how many maestro sticks have you gone through? Conductor sticks in the last 10 years?
That's a great question. You know, actually, I just had to get some more made because they do break. They wear out. And I was down to one measly stick left, so I got a few more made so that I can get through the next at least year or two.
What are they made of?
Well, it depends, but they're very light wood, like balsam or something like that, and they weigh almost nothing.
Do you ever wish there was some sort of like a laser pointer at the tip of it that it had a button so that if someone was a little out of tune or out of step in the orchestra, you just laser them just to say, hey, I see you. I hear you.
Well, you know, I think it might be handy. It may not be all that popular with the musicians. We'll save that one for later.
Well, look, I know over the next year that you're going to be with us before you leave. We're going to talk a few more times, but I just wanted to say congratulations. And if anyone wants to apply for your job, where do they go to do that?
I think the best thing to do is to drop by the RSO office.
Okay.
It is hard for me to believe this is going to be the last season, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to spending the year with you here. Hey, thanks for checking in with us this morning and sharing the big news. And I encourage everyone, if they haven't already, some of those performances you announced here this morning are going to be sold out in no time at all. So make sure you go get your tickets, reginasymphony.com. Gordon Gerard, thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Well, hockey fans, last night, brutal start for the Carolina Hurricanes at home against a team that just got off a 7-game series only two nights before. The Panthers beat them 5-2. Tonight, the Oilers in the Western Conference begin their quest in Dallas. They've been off a few nights, too, since beating the Knights in Vegas. Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME Newsroom. You think it's going to make a difference for the Oil tonight?
I don't know. I wouldn't, you know, if I were a team, I wouldn't like sitting and waiting for a while. I mean, I guess you could make the argument guys could rest up if they're a little banged up, if they're a little bruised. But, I mean, I'd want to just kind of carry the momentum of a series win right over right away. And Dallas right now certainly has that coming off of, coming out of overtime from the Jets in their win. But Oilers going to be tough. They're the team right now that, to me, it looks like they're almost unstoppable, Greg.
Yeah. Well, they beat Dallas last year in six. I think they'll do it in six again here this year, and off to the Stanley Cup will go against the Panthers, I believe, anyhow. But Chris Pronger, a former Oiler and hockey analyst, he was on the panel last night. He actually said that you'd rather, as a player, just jump right back into it. You don't want rest because you're already bruised, and sometimes you have too much time off, you feel worse. And then you get back into play 4 or 5 days later.
Did you see after Dallas won their series over the Jets, Peter DeBoer, the coach from the Stars, brought Wayne Gretzky into the dressing room? And I thought, pardon me?
Well,
he's revving up Dallas?
I played that clip earlier, and they did ask him. They all shouted, who are you cheering for now? Because he said, congratulations. He said, let's just enjoy the game tonight. But Gretzky, he had picked originally the Panthers and Oilers in the Stanley Cup. And then at the beginning of the playoffs, the first week, I remember watching him on the panel, and he said, I'm changing it. It's going to be the Lightning and the Oilers in the Stanley Cup. So he's not...
Didn't pan out.
As great as he thinks he is. Of course, he's the great one. All right. A little soggy now, but encouraging to see some sunshine tomorrow. That'll make you feel better right there, won't it, as soon as the sun comes out again?
It will be. And, you know, you look at the forecast after today, after the clouds and rain today, pretty well nothing but sun for the next week. And, yeah, it continues to get warmer. I'm looking at the forecast. In fact, it gets literally warmer, the high, every single day. And looking ahead to early next week, mid-20s.
Okay. Everywhere on your social media feeds, you'll hear or see one.
How you doing, Norm? What do you know? Not enough.
Norm Peterson is
love
the character
him.
In Cheers.
George Went.
Of course, George Went. Yeah, passes away, 76. And you, like that was everywhere yesterday. And it brings back people to that mass, like wildly popular sitcom. I've seen a few episodes over the years. I kind of want to go back and watch it, honestly.
Well, and there are so many highlights. He died the exact same day that Cheers ended. What was it, 30-ish years ago? Yesterday, that the very last episode of Cheers actually was on television. He died the same day, and only MASH has had more viewers. It was like over 80 million tuned in to watch the final episode of Cheers, second behind MASH And that record still stands today. Okay, really quick, take me to Saskatoon, because this is everyone's worst nightmare. If you're walking about and then you see some dogs growling at you and come at you.
Yeah, a woman is obviously pretty distraught, like very emotional. You can hear it as she's telling the story. She's out with her dog on a normal walk. She says three pit bulls came up, attacked the dog and her. They eventually had to put her dog down. And of course, now she was hurt, but she wants tighter rules, and animal control is looking into it in Saskatoon.
Okay, and you'll actually hear a little more from that lady in just a few moments here with Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's got what it takes, so tell me why can't this be love? Well, I kind of love this. Ahead of the Blue Jays game yesterday, a survivor of the Humble Broncos bus crash throughout the first pitch.
You met our guest, Ryan Strasnitsky, who survived the tragic crash of the Humble Broncos bus. Thrown out first pitch tonight to Ernie Clemente, doing a wonderful job. Nice to see you, Ryan.
Yeah, pretty cool honor. And Ryan's going to be making the rounds in the next few weeks to promote a new documentary that drops, in fact, next Monday. It focuses on Ryan himself, and it's called We Were Broncos. The six-part series follows him from hockey to basketball. He's attempting to make the Paralympics. He's probably going to do it, too. He's an excellent athlete. And that six-part series you can find on AMI TV starting next Monday. Lots of talk here locally, even about flag football. A lot of parents and kids in your households can relate to how great flag football is here, put on by the NFL, and you see how many pack the parks on the weekend. Well, what about this? Flag football, now an event at the Summer Olympics in L.A. 2028, and the NFL players want to be there on the field. Team owners voted yesterday to allow their players to participate. The summer games start mid-July to the end of July. Summer 2028, and the most players would only miss, you know, part of their training camp in the NFL if they did go, so should be no problem. And a lot of people question whether or not the CFL would allow players to take the same break. Of course, our season would be well underway, and we asked Sam Emulis, wide receiver for the Riders.
I think the CFL should be open. At the end of the day, it's by representing your country, and it's flag football, so there's no contact and the chance of injury of anything out of nature or low. So
Ian Schaefer Baker, another wide receiver, he said pretty much the same thing.
If the NFL is going to be letting their guys compete, Canada better be letting the CFL guys compete. You know, that's where some of our world-class athletes are and the top of the top, so let's get us out there and go win us some gold medals.
Yeah, this would be something that would be of interest, I think, to a lot of CFL players. And judging from the popularity, like I said, of flag football in these parts, with even some of our young teams going to national championships and winning. From right here within Saskatchewan, they're winning big championships. The odds of some Canadians doing well at the Olympics that year, I would think, are pretty good in flag football. And later today, the NFL owners will also vote on the Green Bay Packers' proposal to ban pushing or pulling the ball carrier anywhere on the field. Although it's broadly worded, the new rule is specifically meant to outlaw the tush push. It's Memorial Day long weekend coming up stateside, and really what it means for us is the big blockbusters continue to roll out, and this is a biggie, Mission Impossible. Number 8. And allegedly the final installment in the Mission Impossible franchise. It's starting really in theaters in Regina on Thursday, and it's even at the Kramer IMAX, where I got my tickets for Saturday's show. Can't wait to see that on the IMAX screen. Tom Cruise first appeared in this role as Ethan Hunt at the age of 34. Now he's 62, and he's hanging on the side of airplanes for dear life. Here he is, in fact, with the movie director about filming the scene. You're seeing a lot in the movie trailer right now, him hanging off those wings of the biplane.
McHugh and I went through every step of this aerial sequence. Tom and I had to develop the choreography.
We're going to do rolls, loops, hammerheads.
When Tom is on the wing, we have to communicate by a hand signal because the winds are from 100 to 140 miles an hour.
Man, that guy should... They're giving Stuntman Awards next year at the Oscars, I believe I heard. Just give it to Tom Cruise already, right? The things he's done. He is like a stuntman and actor. It's pretty cool. Also hitting the big screen for long Memorial Day weekend stateside is Disney's live-action CGI reboot of Lilo and Stitch. And this movie is going to be a mega hit as well, too, along with perhaps even outdoing Tom Cruise maybe on the weekend, because it is a Disney live action movie that seems to be very anticipated and getting good reviews. Well, the dream is to get out of the rain here. I just got a text from Don in Lapland. He said, as of yesterday, talking to one of his buddies who lives in Beanfey, 18 miles south of Lapland there, had 5.5 inches of rain, 4 inches in the Lapland area. That is, that's time to dry up there, isn't it, Mr. Evan Bray?
It is, and I'm supposed to be golfing this afternoon.
You are?
Yeah.
Where are you golfing?
Green Acres.
Is that right?
Yeah, a little Wednesday get-together with a few people at Green Acres, and this is supposed to be my first one of the year, and I don't know if it's going ahead or not.
I don't think it is.
Well, it's
I don't
not, think it's it supposed is. To stop raining by this afternoon, but so it'll be soggy out
have
there.
Have you been listening to my forecast?
I have been listening.
When did you suddenly become a forecaster?
I'm a the diligent
guy
listener.
That said 60% chance of showers this afternoon. Are you doubting me?
Well, you have been off by 3 degrees or more in the past, Greg.
Okay, that stings a little. That happened last week. Hey, can you see the CFL taking a break like the NFL for flag football, for players to go play flag football in the summer of 2028 at the Olympics? Because we'd be right in the heart of our season. How could we do that?
Part of me thinks it would be hard for them not to, given the fact that the NFL is. But it's different for the NFL, as you pointed out. They'd be in preseason versus, or maybe even just training camps, versus the Riders or the CFL would be in full swing. The big worry, of course, is if you send a star, you don't want them getting hurt
of course,
over there, right? Yeah. But it does kind of add an interesting development to it, for sure. And you can tell the players are pumped up about the possibility.
Yeah, you would think that in the CFL, they probably say, okay, some of you can go, but the rest are staying and playing because we got only so many months to get this season in. I don't know how that'll unfold, but I'm sure Jamie Locker will bring it up this afternoon on the Green Zone. Cheer star George Wendt passed away at the age of 76 yesterday. Were you a big Cheers fan?
Yeah, I was. You know, I think I was listening to you play the theme song this morning, and, you know, there's those first few notes of that theme bring back memories. Right. Yeah. Just sitting in front of the TV. We watched TV so much differently back then. Right.
Yeah.
You didn't. Maybe you recorded it on a VCR. Maybe.
Well, it was event viewing. Right. I can remember wanting to watch Cheers and Friends. They were back to back at one point on Thursday nights.
Right.
And, you know, you'd get your TV table out if you were working late. And, you know, eat supper in front of the TV.
Yeah,
for shows like
absolutely. Must see TV for sure. And it was a big one.
And besides, you know, Norm and all of that. Remember, he's also famous for
the Bears.
The Bears.
I love that
1991
sketch.
SNL super fans. And he said that took a life on its own.
It did. I thought that was awesome. What I didn't realize is he was on The Masked Singer. Two years ago.
He was
2023.
Loose. Yeah, he wasn't that good.
I was going to say, I can't picture him singing.
But he has, in his latter life, you know, a few movie roles here and there, and he actually was on Broadway in a few musicals, too. So he wasn't horrible, but by no means. Yeah, it's kind of sad when you see people, you know, from the soundtrack of your life.
Whether that's 100% what it is, Greg. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, well, if you're done trying to forecast, let's maybe move.
I was going
to
ask about the Oilers. You didn't even bring up the Oilers. Well, tonight's night one.
I'm going to be watching. I like the fact it's on at 6. I said they'll take Dallas in 6.
Ooh.
You?
Dallas in 6.
Yeah, you've been against the Oil the whole way.
I haven't been against the Oil.
Go ahead.
I picked the Kings to win that first series.
And now?
I'm going to pick the Oilers to win this series, but I think it'll go 7.
Okay, well, I'm okay even with 7.
can live with that.
Thanks for climbing back on the bandwagon.
Are the Oilers winning tonight, Greg?
We're friends again. yes. We'll win one, might lose one in Dallas, yeah.
Okay.
Coming up on your show, is it any better than mine this morning?
Well, we got a lot of things I can tell you we're talking about. There's some advocacy that's happening for health reform. This is something, a new law that has been stood up in Manitoba, and I've got Dom Lusick from Second Street, which is a Canadian think tank, on the show today talking about why Saskatchewan should follow suit. We'll talk a little bit about that. Lots of other things as well.
You better give me one more. I'm not sure that makes your show better than mine at this rate.
Greg, Are you kidding me? Are we? Is that what we're doing here?
I don't know, but I know he's listening, so I thought I'd get a little poke at Dom.
I've got a trade expert on right off the start that you're going to enjoy. This guy's got some interesting views on Donald Trump and what he's doing to the world trade order when it comes to some of the changes that he's made and, of course, tariffs. So we'll start off there and see where we go.
Okay, sport. You're a good sport.
SSRL and a whole lot more, Greg.
See you later.